finally, it's Friday.
It's time for a bonus pod, bitches.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast, where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself.
Me.
Stretch Roberts.
Fatty.
So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon.
Fatty Boomalatty.
Here's your host, Stretch.
Fatty McFat Fat. Fatty McFat Fat Fat. Right. Let's start with the bad news. So, last week I had two scans, and then they sent them to my doctor. And my doctor, I've told you guys, my doctor is very thorough and awesome, and I love her, but she's like a professional worrier, and she will give you doom and gloom every time. So, I read the results. The person that did it, they read a report. I read the results of both. One was not good. One was... seemed okay. The one that I thought seemed okay, she called me finally this week and said, "Oh my God, you have massive heart issues. You have to get to the heart doctor immediately." And I'm like, "Say what? Back that train up. What'd you just say to me? What did you just say to me, crazy lady?" And she said, "Yeah, no, you got heart issues. Get to the heart doctor." So I'm like, "All right, she's crazy. I don't got to listen to her." But I called the heart doctor, and then they said, yeah, you can come in on Wednesday or January 27th, I think they said. I'm like, I will take Wednesday. So they called me on Monday afternoon, and then on Wednesday I had the appointment. So I got into the heart doctor yesterday. I'm recording this on a Thursday night. And he's like, "Oh, yeah, you know, your heart's really effed up." I'm like, "Wait a minute, I was just here like a year ago and did a scan and did this, and there was a little bit of calcium buildup, which is plaque buildup, but nothing major, nothing to worry about." And they said, "Yeah, no, we got to do something." So here's the fun part. It's not like I need open heart surgery or anything, but they are saying I have a lot of built up plaque in there right now. I'm like, "Okay. So what do we do?" And they gave me a new med, and it is, trying to see what kind of, I can't even pronounce the names of these meds, but they're saying it's all due to cholesterol, and I'm on a cholesterol med, and it's still a little high, so now they added one called Zetia is now one I'm taking, and they're like, "That should get it down, and you should be okay for now," which means rib spreader later, which... yeah, I'm not really big on. And then they said, "By the way, you have to take that and you need to change your diet." And I'm like, "Okay." They're like, "Don't eat red meat." And I'm like, whoa, what? Don't eat red meat. Don't eat cheese. And basically everything I eat. Here's what has happened. After the diabetes diagnosis, I make attempts here and there to stay away from carbs and sugar because that's bad for diabetes. And I really just went into keto and different things. And I, no joke, was just eating fat and protein and cheese. And that was it most of the time, or way higher doses. So I don't think I screwed my heart up in a year, but I did. I got some bad crap going on. And then the other thing they said was, "Oh, yeah, the other scan, you've got gallstones. We should take out your gallbladder." And I'm like, "Yeah, back the F up, set that truck down, Tangeray and ET, I'm F'd up now. What did you just say to me?" They're like, "Yeah, we want to cut your gallbladder out." I'm like, no. I'm like, "You tell me I have this. I have zero symptoms. What's the symptoms?" They're like, "Pain, abdominal pain. You eat spicy food or fried food," and da da da. I'm like, "I don't have any of that. I have none of that. I don't know what you're talking about." Like, no. As far as I'm concerned, I don't have it. So they're like, "All right, well, when it happens, we're going to cut your gallbladder out." I'm like, "You're not cutting shit out of me." So here's my medical diagnosis as of now. I have high blood pressure. I have high cholesterol. I have high triglycerides. I have diabetes. I have diverticulitis. which is funny because when diverticulitis, which I've been hospitalized for, is a little pouch on the side of your intestines, and food gets in there and it gets infected because it doesn't wash out. It doesn't flush through your system. It gets in this little pocket in the side and it stays in there. Then it basically rots and becomes infected, and then you can die from that and fun stuff like that. So I have that, and then now I have, and I get kidney stones. I've had those a couple times in my life. Now I have gallstones sitting there, and I have a heart issue, and I have fatty liver. And I found that out too. But fatty liver, they say, is completely reversible if I stop being a fatty McFatFat. So then the doctor's like, just try a Mediterranean diet. I looked that up. That's not, it's just not going to happen. I'm just pretty much going to go ahead and concede one of these things is going to kill me and call it a day and proceed with my life is kind of where I'm looking at right now, because the diet change, I could do it, but I don't want that. My life is over. That's just boring BS. Now, granted, I'm not having to do it because I had a heart attack. I haven't had a heart attack. They're saying I'm heading that way. I also told them, I said, how can you monitor my risk of stroke? Because if I have a stroke, the second I am able to hold a gun, I'm going to shoot myself in the head. I'm not going to be a recovering stroke victim. It's not good. I've seen people getting over stroke, and you are severely disabled sometimes, depending on how bad the stroke is. And I'm like, and I'm not going through that. I'm not doing that. So they're like, they look at me like I'm crazy, but I'm like, no, I'm dead serious. I need to know, because I'll take a heart attack. I can bounce back from that. Stroke, probably not. So that was the really bad medical news I have this week. And now my list of medications, which I was promised to shrink, is now growing. I also have to start working out again. I have to. I absolutely have to. So I got to figure that out. I got to get back in the gym, and I've got to change my diet completely. By the way, the Mediterranean diet is eating beans and bullshit that I wouldn't touch it. If you put a gun to my head, I wouldn't eat beans. I don't eat beans, period. Will not, cannot, am not. Never going to happen, Sam, I am. So that is BS. I can eat fish and chicken and be bored and lay off the red meat, but I can't give it up completely. And I'm going to have to give up fried stuff and whatnot. So basically at this point, one of my medical conditions prevents me from eating anything. So anything I eat is going to be bad for something that I have, is where I am right now. Then my doctor's like, I'll send you to the dietitian. I go, they're just going to piss me off. I'm not going to the dietitian. No, no, no. Oh, and then she came back and said, the Mangiorno, which I was supposed to get the insurance rejected, which I told you guys about in the last podcast. And then they said, but we will pay for fat surgery. And so she goes, oh, so the insurance won't pay for Mangiorno, but they will give you whatever the stomach thing is. And I said, go F yourself. I'm not asking for this shit. You're not doing any. The horrible experience I had of my shoulder, the pain of my shoulder and the nightmare of that and the psychological issues I'm dealing with where I'm now afraid to work out because of that. And which is why I'm back to being a fatty McFatFat when I was doing really good. There's no surgery. If I think I'm dying and I go into the hospital in massive pain, they can do surgery. Until that day, that's not ever happening. No surgery. No surgery. None. And now they can't really do surgeries on me namby-pamby anymore because apparently I have a heart issue and they won't do surgeries on you if you have a heart issue. So I'm effed. This show's going to be called Fat to Dead is what it's going to be called very soon. So that is where we are. Not good. And then in a mocking weird way, if you guys follow me on Instagram, you saw this one, but on the very next day after I had all this crap, I was at work and I got there early. It was the day after the election. Thank God that's over. So day after the election, there was just no one on the road when I went to work. In fact, I got to work like 15 minutes earlier than normal. There was no one at work. So I opened the big gates. I go inside. I get out of my car. And I have my phone out, and I'm just kind of scrolling through my phone. And I'm walking. And as I'm walking, I hear thump. And I look, and there's a donut on the ground next to me. And it just buzzed at me and like hit, and I saw it in the air, and then I heard it hit. And I'm like turning around, thinking one of the guys at work is hiding in the bushes and threw a donut at me. This is what I think just happened. And I look around, but there's no one there. I'm the only person in this entire parking lot. So then I turn to look out to the street, to like if somebody threw it over the fence, maybe walking by, some crazy homeless degenerate, because that could be possible too. And then I see crows sitting there, and they're calling at me. And I'm like, I am a friend of the crows. I feed the crows every day. These MFers brought me a donut. It's the only thing I can figure out. Like, they brought me a donut and dropped it at me. Or they were mocking me, going, hey, fatty fat ass with a heart condition and diabetes and every other medical condition in the world, here's a donut. Ha ha ha. And they were laughing at me. They were either mocking me or trying to be my friends. I'm not 100% sure on what it was. But I looked at the donut. I picked it up. And then I threw it, ended up throwing it back up over the fence, and they could eat it on the other side. And they did. They took it and flew away and ate it. It was weird. And where the F did crows get a donut? Especially at before 7 o'clock in the morning. And he's still, there's a donut shop down the street. But when I picked it up, it felt hard like it was like a day. It was like a grocery store. It was a buttermilk bar, chocolate buttermilk bar, which is a big-ass donut. And they had dropped it to me something. It was one of the weirdest things. And what's funny is I'm like, no one is going to believe that just happened. And then I realized, wait a minute, I'm the head of security. I can totally rewind the security cameras and find it. And I did. So I pulled it up from the security cameras at work, and that is posted on my Instagram. And if you look on the video, it's real quick. You could barely see the crow. Its wing clips the corner, boof, real fast. At the same time, the donut comes falling down at me. And you can see that it's a crow if you slow it down. I've looked at it a million times. It is trippy, trippy. All right, let's get into a couple stories. This story I like. If you are a old fatty McFatass like myself and you are sick of it, I like this story. It is motivational. It is a lady who is now 52 years old, and she's from Brazil. Her name is Claudia, and she said at 47, she was fat, she was depressed, and she had bad self-esteem. And I'm looking at a picture of her. She was big. She was a heavy, heavy girl. I don't know how tall she is. It doesn't say. But the pictures of her now are effing amazing. Not only did she hit the gym, changed her diet, started working out, but when she started seeing the change in her body, she really liked lifting weights, and she became a female bodybuilder. And she's now 52 years old and has won a championship and looks freaking hot. She looks amazing. And she's not like steroid bodybuilder. That's what I know people think when they think bodybuilder. Typically, the female bodybuilders are just ripped. And she is. There's pictures of her walking around in a bikini that not in contest shape, where she's just bulky, you can see, but she looks freaking great. She is 52 years old, looks phenomenal, and she claims it saved her life, that she was going into depression and was absolutely just over everything, and now she's super healthy and happy and loving it. So shout out to this lady. These pictures are amazing. She won, what was her thing? Fitness Newcomer was the award she won at the bodybuilding competition this year. And just to have a body like that is amazing hard work. So anyone that can do that, my hat goes off to you. It is an amazing achievement, athletic achievement, and mental achievement. There's so much to that. So amazing. And her overall weight loss, it says she's only down 66 pounds. She has to be really tiny because she looked really big in the pictures of her before she was working out when she was 47. Now here she is at 52, just ripped, looks freaking great. Completely looks like a different person. All right, back to the election night. This is weird. I saw this article, and it said, here was the horniest state on election night. And of course, I'm going to click on that. I'm like, how do they know? Well, it was put out by Pornhub. Pornhub is a free porn site. And then it said Pornhub is blocked in Alabama, Arkansas, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Texas, Utah, and Virginia. If you didn't count all those, that is 14 states where Pornhub is blocked. Now, they say, but in the states it wasn't blocked in, that South Carolina had 21% heavier traffic on Election Day. So the people in South Carolina were getting their spank on. They were going to the spank bank. So there was some grinding out going on in South Carolina on Election Day. I don't know what it was that made them horny about the election. It surely was not one of the candidates, but lo and behold, that's where their traffic was up. Now they said, D.C., District of Columbia, by the way, had the largest traffic drop during the election. So they started off with their whatever their regular traffic is, and then it went to nothing out of Washington, D.C. By the evening. Now, here would probably be why that happens. I remember watching the returns, and when I saw it, I laughed out loud. Kamala Harris won D.C., and she didn't just win D.C. She owned D.C. She won like 93% of the vote she got in Washington, D.C. Donald Trump ended up with only 6-point-something% of the vote in Washington, D.C. It's the biggest ass-kicking of any area, unless Trump got 100% somewhere that I don't know about. But she got 93% in that in Washington, D.C. So if they were all Kamala supporters, I could see why they were not feeling Randy, let's say, by the end of the night, because it was not looking good by the end of the night, even though most people didn't know till the morning. But that party was over early in D.C. In South Carolina, they were spanking all night long because they were like, hell yeah, we're going to win. We're going to win. Not to make fun of my Southern brothers and sisters, being that I am from the South. All right. Here is a new disturbing vibe. Young people are interesting, and they annoy us. When you're old, you know you're old and crotchety, especially if you're old and crotchety like me. You're like, hey, damn, young people, they just blah, 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 you know, fill in the blank. But in this situation, it says there's a new trend amongst young people that are having babies right now, and I hate it, and I hate it, and I really, really, really hate it. The trend is called my best friend's dad when it comes to naming their baby girls. So, they say right now there is a big thing amongst stupid white people, young white people. It's a white person thing. And they are having babies, and they are girls, but their names are like Drew, Noah, Dylan. And they say there is going to be a fresh generation of young girls that will now have traditional male names growing up, and it's they're making them gender neutral. No. You're making it so your kid's going to be teased. And heaven help any boy with that same name, he's going to be teased. He's going to be like, you got a girl name. No, I don't. She's got a boy name. So it's going to be bad. Here's my best suggestion to anyone having a child. Name the kid after, hopefully your family isn't effed up. Don't make names up, made up names. My kid has a weird name. My son's name is Duke, but it's not like freakishly weird, but that's his real name. I named my son Duke. My daughter's named after her great grandma, normal name. And I think you're opening it up to having, it's like, why give a kid something that's going to be a problem for them? Because anyone I've ever known that has a weird name is like, I hate my name. And then they change it as soon as they get into like junior high. They start having their kids call them, you know, something different, like a nickname or a abbreviated version of the weird ass name that you gave your kids. Kids don't like having a different name. It's good to fit in when you're a little kid and you get teased because little kids are mean as hell. So why would you make up some weird ass name or give your son a girl name or your daughter a boy name and just stack the deck against them right out of the box? I think it's really stupid. Granted, I'm not woke And I'm not down with what the kids are doing. That's my old grumpy guy opinion. You know, it's like name your kid after someone in your family. Name your kid like a name that you like. But, you know, keep it normal. Keep it normal. I have the most normal name on the planet, which is Michael. And everyone I know calls me Stretch. It's not because I hate Michael or Michael's a weird name. It's like there's damn near too many Michaels. Just everyone I know calls me Stretch. I am Stretch for all practical purposes. In fact, for a very long time, when I went into normal work, when I started working at rehab, I didn't want to be called Stretch, obviously. So I just everyone called me Mike. And then at my job now, that's what they call me. So I've always been Mike since then. But there was a long, long, long period of time, 20 plus years, to where if I was somewhere in a, you know, out in public and somebody yelled Mike, I wouldn't even look. Michael, Mike, I wouldn't look. Because the only people who would call me that would be my immediate family. And that was it. All my friends call me Stretch. Everyone calls me Stretch. So it's weird. Now, though, I do answer to it because I've been using it for, God, like 7 or 8 years now. Boy. But I don't like that at all. I just don't like it at all. You would do that to little kids. And I don't like made-up names either. That's not a white person thing. That's more of a black person thing where you make up a name. But it's like, I don't know, in the black community, does your kid not get teased for having a weird-ass name that you made up? Because some of those names, I'm like, that's not a name. That's a made-up name. You made that name up. You can't just put Ja in front of a name or and it's now a name. Nah. The best name ever, black person name ever, was Michael Jackson's brother, Jermaine, who named one of his kids Your Majesty. That's just the greatest bullshit name ever. He wins the bullshit name game right there. Your Majesty is that kid's effing name. And I don't know, maybe you get to kindergarten, you're like, yeah, I'm Your Majesty, bitches. Like, that's my name. I'm going to tease you. If I was, and, you know, back, I'm old, think about it, but if I was in school at that time, I would have teased a kid named Your Majesty. I'm just saying. And if you're honest, you probably would too. Because kids are mean. Little girls are the meanest things in the world. Little girls are vicious psychological warfare. And if you got a crazy name there, you roll in. And by the way, I don't know if Your Majesty was a boy or a girl. I am not sure. But I think every kid he had, he put Jer in front of and changed the name to, like, Jer Michael. Just great names like that. But funny, if it's outside, you're like, whoa, that's sweet. That's nice. Yeah, not so great when you're that kid and people start calling you different names. And kids are effed up. You know what's funny is one of our good friends, blow up my friend's spot, but they slanged his last name, and everyone calls him Tato. Tato. And it's not his last name. It's not even anywhere near his name. And I remember having friends like that where you spin something off of their last name and change it, and then that's just what we called them. I had a friend who had this crazy, weird German last name. It's not crazy. It's not like made up. It was their family name. And his name was Habermel, and I remember we called him everything, Haberflagger, Haberschmel. We called him all kinds of crap because that name was just so different at the time, and that's what kids do, and they'll do that with your first name too. I remember, there's so many instances of people just tweaking a name, so don't give your moral of the story, don't give your kids a freaky name, and if you have, shame on you because you deserve whatever therapy you're going to have to go through with that child. It's weird. Like, unique, like a name that's, like, I don't mind old-time names. Like, Gertrude is like an old lady name. You call a kid that, it's like, all right, that's whatever. But you're going to get mocked, just saying. All right, I got to get out of here because I got to do another podcast with the Bible study here right now, and then I got to go to bed and go to work, and I still haven't even walked my dog yet. Ice is sitting here with his collar on, giving me stink eye right now. He's not happy with me. I'm going to get up out of here with my fat, unhealthy ass. Hopefully I'll be a little healthier by the next time I talk to you for the Monday show. Hope you guys have a great weekend. I hope nobody is too freaked out over the election. And I hope if your guy won the election, you're not being a gigantic douchebag and gloating about it. Just be happy and celebrate and be cool to, you know, other people. Unless they were dick to you and they said bad things to you, then by all means, gloat and be a dick to that person. That's the stretch. All right. Have a good one. I'll talk to you on Monday.